This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump got another win. Oh, yeah, this one with the Brits. The British ambassador to Washington called his administration inept. Not exactly what a partner does, is it? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. Yes, inept is what he called the president's policies. And the left will tell you that they are our partners. The British are our partners. Why are we making them pay for NATO? And why are we making them honor trade deals and stop, you know, getting more than what they should, getting more than their fair share? Maybe it's because they don't think of us the way they should be. Why shouldn't they think of us that way? I mean, when we were inept was when Barack Obama was the president. That was when we were at our height of ineptness. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show again. We don't tolerate ineptness around here. Ask my producers. But Barack Obama was inept. The Democrats covered it up. They covered it up on Iran. They covered it up in how he dealt with China. They covered it up on how he dealt with Russia. They covered it up on how he dealt with all of his trade deals. Doesn't matter where it was. We were losers. We were the suckers in the game. In the poker game, it was essentially everybody saying, hey, I'm going to invite this super rich guy to poker, but he doesn't know how to play. So if we all play our cards right, everybody's going to feast off of one guy. Everybody gets a chance to win. We don't need to defeat each other. Just beat him. And when he leaves, we'll carve it up. We'll carve up the pot. And Barack Obama showed up every week. Hey, how y'all doing? We got that poker game again this weekend. All right, then. I'll see y'all there. Yeah. They were like, bring a friend, Barack. Bring a friend. Barack Obama exported ignorance and arrogance. That's what he exported. He ruined our reputation amongst our peers. Now, the left will tell you, no. They love him. Yeah, as you would love any fool that's coming around giving you money. But did they respect him? And the answer is no. I don't care if Donald Trump is loved anywhere. I care that he's respected. And you can bet he is. Anyway, this British ambassador, I think his name was Kim Darroch. Let's see what it says here. Trump also attacked Britain's outgoing Prime Minister, Theresa May, who said her government had full confidence in Ambassador Kim Darroch, criticizing May's handling of Brexit, which what's funny about all these world leaders, and we've touched on this before, is at the time when Barack Obama was elected, we were told that the world was going left, socialized, one world, new world order, blah, blah, blah. Macron was a big deal. Angela Merkel was a big deal. Justin Trudeau and Theresa May. There's not one single place where any of those people who were the big talk of the town during Donald Trump's coronation, because that's what I call it, Donald Trump's coronation, there's not one single one of those players that anybody gives a crap about. Britain got rid of Theresa May. Angela Merkel is on the ropes. Justin Trudeau probably won't get reelected. Emmanuel Macron is an embarrassment to France, and I could go on. There was a huge mandate all throughout Europe of people wanting somebody more like who? Barack Obama? Heck to the no. They wanted somebody like Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweeted this. What a mess he and her representatives have created. I do not know the ambassador, but he is not liked or well thought of within the U.S. We will no longer deal with him. The good news for the wonderful United Kingdom is that they will soon have a new prime minister. Well, they not only are getting a new prime minister, they are getting a new ambassador. The ambassador resigned on Wednesday. Days after it was learned about the leak where he said the Trump administration was inept. Anybody First of all, you don't criticize the people who kicked your butt and then built a better country than you. You don't criticize them. You certainly don't criticize somebody with the track record of Donald Trump. Now, Barack Obama sends over an MP3 of all his speeches and rejects the Winston Churchill bust, and they want you to believe he's their favorite child. You got royals hanging out with this black clown, but Donald Trump, who actually respects Britain, respects their traditions, etc., has to face a London Muslim mayor, a con man, with by the name of Khan, as in Genghis, and be subjected to an ambassador who wants to talk smack about the only country who is protecting the free world. So he resigned. Kim Durich's resignation came one day after Trump bashed him as a, quote, very stupid guy. You can bet that our State Department, not the one run by Barack Obama, got on the phone and said, if you don't fire this clown, there will be heck to pay. H-E double crooked socks. I love it. I don't know how you guys feel. I love that Donald Trump's government, the United States government, the Trump administration said, oh, you think you're going to get away with this? Say something about us. See, that's not a sign just for Britain. That's a sign to the world. You see, our left over here, they enjoy the idea of talking smack about Trump, ridiculing or trying to ridicule. They can't ridicule me. They may be able to ridicule you, but trying to ridicule the 60-plus million Americans who voted for Trump and the 70 million who will vote for him in 2020. They want you to feel stupid for having done it. So they export that ignorance and try to make it appear as though Barack Obama was all things baby black Jesus, right? But when Donald Trump says, oh, you think you're going to ridicule me outside of this country? In our country, you can get away with that, okay, temporarily. But you're not ridiculing me as part of another country and think that I'm going to deal with you because I got a way of dealing with you. That was the big picture. That was a shot over the bow to Germany, shot over the bow to Canada, Mexico. Watch how these people are falling in line with the Trump doctrine. And ask yourself, who on the left do you think they would respect and do that for? Joe Biden, he threatened Ukraine. Don't think he's going to live that down. So I told you guys, don't worry about Biden. Biden can pick Harris. He can pick Michelle Obama. He ain't going to be the president, the choice for the candidate for the Democrats. Anyway, I couldn't be more proud to be an American today with Donald Trump having done this to the British ambassador. Good for him. Good for America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Nancy Pelosi says Donald Trump wants a white America. We're at it again. Again, race issues, divisiveness. If Donald Trump were bringing in half of sub-Saharan Africa, they'd still claim he's afraid of the browning of America. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. When you guys hear stuff like that, do you even pay attention anymore? I mean, I get bored talking about race issues in America. I know it doesn't seem like it because we talk about it a lot. I talk about it to diffuse it and also mostly to teach because I don't really care. It's funny. I was somewhere the other day and it was nothing but white folks. And it just hit me like, man, I wonder if black folks really feel uncomfortable looking around and seeing a bunch of white folks. I don't. I have to really concentrate and think at times like, wow, I'm the only black dude in here. And I just think of it as ha, 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 ha. Now, there's a part of me that goes, I know there are a faction of white folks out there that go, I wonder if he's like those other black folks. Those leftist black people. And the short answer is no. I don't give him any reason to think I am. I mean, I'm not shoplifting or wearing my pants down below my butt. or talking a bunch of slang. I'm just doing whatever I'm doing, and I don't think about it. I really don't. But occasionally, I will just go, huh, interesting commentary. The same way, in the rare occasions where I've seen just a single white person, I go, wow, look at that white person hanging out with these brothers. Years ago, I was at a club, and it was a mostly black club. And there's this big old fat white boy, you know, chatting up black chicks. And I was like, I went over and told, I was like, dude, where you from? I'm from England, man. I went, really? I go, okay, makes sense. Because most white boys wouldn't even have the guts to go to a black bar and be chatting up black women. I'm not talking about he was like nervous and hey, he was over there like he was part, like he was family. As we say, he was fam, baby. It was funny to watch him. It turned out he was a scam artist. Name was Troy. Fake British accent and everything else. But I'm just saying, dude was, he was down there dancing and he's like, man, I'm really interested in this girl right here. This is when I first met him. I was like, you're interested in it? He's like, yeah, yeah. And I introduced him. I said, hey, young lady, I don't know who you are, but this crazy white boy wants to meet you. Is it cool? She's like, yeah, yeah. Came over. Man, they hit it off. As I said, he was a scam artist. But we're always talking about race. And I find, to me, it's very interesting because there are a lot of black people who don't fit the black culture. I happen to be one that can dance on both sides of that. The fence, because I grew up in black culture. But as I matured and got older, I found myself less involved in it. I don't hang out with my crazy family members that shoot people and do crazy stuff. And it isn't because I don't love them. It's just that I don't fit culturally. I mean, I can understand them, but I don't want to go and interpret Ebonics. You know what I'm saying? It's like not worth it. But I'm one of the fortunate people, but there are black folks that if you dropped them in the middle of Compton, man, they wouldn't know what to do. Ain't never played no bones, no bid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you don't even know what I'm talking about, don't feel bad. If you're white, you probably haven't had the chance to do that. Yeah, you got me speaking like brother now. Mm-hmm. White people are like, we went from being able to understand Kevin to not being able to understand him. What's happening here? Don't worry about it, white people. It's okay. Anyway, Pelosi says Trump wants a white America. Let me explain something to you folks paying attention to me. If Trump wanted, he would never have to see a black person ever in his life. He has that kind of money. If Donald Trump was a racist, he could go be on an island that prohibited black people. Never wanted to see him. He could say the only black people I want is what Bill Clinton said. Somebody's going to go get me my coffee. Donald Trump does not have to be around black people. He can move around in a world where very few black people exist. And even the ones that do exist, he can exclude them. The same way a Jay-Z can exclude any white people he wants from his crazy little mixed up ethnocentric black racist world. So the idea that Donald Trump doesn't want black people or brown people is crazy. How brown does America have to be in order to satisfy leftists? I'm just curious. What's the level of demography that they need? Well, when white people are less than what percentage? Because let me tell you, white. When you see white on the census, because the last census, 72% of America was white. That's a lie. That counts Asians, Hispanics, and Arabs. So Asians and Hispanics make up a huge part of America now. Hispanics are the largest non-white group. So Hispanics are in the 20-25%. Blacks are 13-point-something%. Whites are probably in the 30s. I'm talking about white, pure, Anglo-Saxon, whatever. And to be blunt, most of them ain't even as white as they think. So my question to these clowns is, how brown does America have to be before you stop worrying about the browning of America? Because white folks are not the majority in this country anymore. So how brown do we have to be? And what are we going to prove ourselves when we hit that number? When we hit this magic number, does race stuff go away? Or are we still going to ostracize the white man and talk about how he has his foot on the throat of all the minorities? Because I'm going to tell you something. That time is already gone. If you can't get it here now, you're just a lazy, shiftless, SOB, who doesn't want to get it done. That's all it is. Admit it. I know some lefties listen to the program. Send me a note, kjradio.com, or give me a call, 844-551-8255, and admit your sin. I, say your name, am a shiftless, lazy leftist who can't get it done, and I need somebody to blame, so I blame Whitey. I know it'll be mostly white people calling, too. All these people are obsessed with color, obsessed with making you think that you're obsessed with color when you don't even give a crap. You're sitting there right now listening to the radio show of an American who happens to be black. And you know why you're listening? Not because I'm black. Not because we share the same ideology. No, you're listening because you're learning something and you're interested in what I have to say. You're interested in me as an American, not in me as a black man. I know this. Ain't got to tell me. Now, producer is shaking his head like, yep, I know. I know what my audience is about. But these crazy lefties, man, obsessed. Got to have something to complain about. Color, color, color. Gender, gender, gender. Sex, sex, sex. I mean, what do you want me to say? There was a question that came out, is Kamala Harris too black? Is he too black? So, first of all, many people, I don't know if this is true, but they say neither of her parents were naturalized citizens, so Kamala Harris can't even run for president. I don't know when it's going to come up, but she can't run. But when we come back, I want to answer the question, is she too black to be president?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is expected to sign an executive order to attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The president will be talking just after 5 o'clock Eastern time about this at the White House. Now, as far as adding a question, though, House Minority Leader Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, believes it's certainly within the president's rights.
You want to know how many people are in your country. You want to know how many people are citizens or not, especially when we're dealing with different pieces of legislation. You got to have the correct number. You got to know how to deal from health care, supplies, services, and others. There's a lot of questions in there that you're going to ask, and I think this is an appropriate question to ask.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's attorneys are recommending a bail package worth $77 million. Epstein is currently being held without bail after his arrest last weekend on accusations he abused dozens of girls in his New York and Florida homes. He's due to appear in court on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Y'all want to keep it real, don't you, on the Kevin Jackson Show? I know you do. You want to keep it real, right? So, if I say to you that the Democrats have a color barrier, would you believe me? Let me put it another way. If Barack Obama were a dark-skinned brother, he wouldn't have gotten elected. He was a light-skinned Negro. And Harry Reid said what the Democrats are thinking. We, on the other hand, we've nominated, looked at Herman Cain, Ben Carson, Dr. Alan Keyes, some dark-skinned brothers. Who have they looked at? Jesse Jackson? Jesse Jackson was too black, but he had another problem. Y'all know what I'm about to say. He had that Negro dialect. So Jesse Jackson talked like this here. Jesse Jackson talked like this. He talked fast. Jesse Jackson, we're going to put the whole hope in their brains and not dope in their veins. And, you know, he had that cleft palate when he was younger. Couldn't speak right. So that's why he speaks that way. But he's very ethnic sounding. So he can't get elected. But Barack Obama had neither. He was a light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect, and that made him very marketable. So the left went out and they said, well, let's find us some more light-skinned Negroes. And enter Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. Two people who were given Senate positions. Why? Because they're light-skinned Negroes. That's it. Oh, they're really smart. Cory Booker's a Rhodes Scholar. Let me tell you something. I would put my intellect up against Cory Booker, and I would only bring 10%. And I'd whoop his butt. Rhodes Scholar, my butt. Yeah. Okay. If that makes you feel good, it makes these leftists feel good. He's a light-skinned Negro, and he's a Rhodes Scholar. I'd ask him the very simple question. Why isn't he doing better? He is light-skinned. Oh, he doesn't have that crazy story of his father being a goat herder or something like that. They got his grades. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's smart. So there's no hiding his grades. He is Obama on steroids. Cory Booker is. I'm making a point. Y'all may not get it yet, but I'm making a point. Cory Booker is Obama times 10. He will show you his grades because he's a Rhodes Scholar. He will. He's a senator. probably served longer than Obama did. He's running for president. He has no Negro dialect for the most part. He's as light-skinned as Barack Obama. I don't know what his story is beyond that, but maybe he's even gay, for goodness sake. Why aren't the Democrats, why aren't the Democrats salivating over their new light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect? I'm sure somebody can give me an answer on that. He fits the bill perfectly. You got one dude replacing another dude. Even smarter. For reals. Right? Rhodes Scholar. And then we get Kamala Harris. Light-skinned Negro. I don't know if she's legit. I said in the previous part of the broadcast, maybe she isn't. But neither of her parents were natural-born citizens. She's constitutionally not eligible. But even if she were, she isn't going to make it. But here's my question to the Democrats. You came off of baby black Jesus, the most gifted light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect. You got two to pick from. And you're not picking either one. You're still picking old white men. And from what I hear, for the longest time, it was Biden and Sanders. And now I hear it's Warren who's surging. You're picking a fake Indian over your light skin, no Negro dialect. Well, maybe Kamala Harris does have a Negro dialect. And let's face it, she is a bit darker than Barack Obama. Just a smidge. But somebody asked, was that smidge too much? See, and it was a Democrat. It was a leftist pundit who asked this. Is Kamala Harris too dark? Would moderate Republicans accept Kamala Harris? See, the host of MSNBC signaled that she may be too dark for conservatives. You know, for moderate Republicans. And let me tell you this. If you're a Republican, you are 93% for Donald Trump, no matter who the left runs, who wins. But if you aren't, if you're one of that 7%, the question to you is Kamala Harris too dark? It has nothing to do with the fact that she spends more time supporting the children of illegals on the border than she does caring about American citizens. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with her support of Jussie Smollett, the vicious liar, a lying skank, who got away with a crime. It has nothing to do with her sleeping her way to the top. It has nothing to do with her saying she's going to raise taxes through the roof, that she's going to confiscate your guns. It's got nothing to do with that. No, it has to do with her being maybe just a smidge too black. Now, I don't know. I don't know what you come to do. I don't know how dark we need to prove ourselves with Alan Keyes and Herman Cain, but I'd say we've been vindicated. I don't know how you guys feel. Unbelievable. Raising the question of, do we think along racial lines? Here was the article in Fox News. He said, it is no surprise MSNBC is far from welcoming for Republicans. But Stephanie Ruhle's odd question to a GOP pollster still raised eyebrows. During a panel discussion about Michigan Rep. Justin Amash's official departure from the Republican Party, Ruhle asked WPA's intel Chris Wilson if a potential 2020 run complicates President Trump's reelection, something Wilson argued may actually benefit the president. There are a lot of people out there, Republicans, who would define themselves as never Trumpers. They're probably looking for someone else to vote for, Wilson said, before turning his attention to potential alternatives for moderate Republicans in 2020. If Joe Biden is a nominee, they may be able to vote for him, but they're going to be able to vote for an Elizabeth Warren or a Kamala Harris or a Bernie Sanders. So what Amish may do is give them a siphon. Now, first of all, anybody that wants to believe Justin Amash is a legitimate candidate for president is a joke. I could run for president and get as many votes as him. As he is, technically, I should have said. They said, then when the interview took an odd turn. After Ruhle appeared to be puzzled that Wilson grouped the California senator with progressive 2020 hopefuls like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Why not a Kamala Harris? Ruhle asked. Just because she's a little bit too far left, Wilson responded. And what policy? The liberal MSNBC host pressed. because it sounds more like she's too black. Now, I've already gone through this and said to myself, really? What? Kamala Harris could be purple. She could be whiter than snow, freaking white. And I'll tell you right now, I would have nothing to do with her. Wilson was taken aback by Rule's comment, calling it absurd. Question why she didn't ask if Bernie Sanders was too old first. I get with Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, I'm just trying to understand, Rule explained herself. And you really think there's that much separation ideologically between them, Wilson shot back. I mentioned them because they're the front runners. That's why I brought that up, for no other reason than that. To make the comparison is because of color of her skin is really a little bit too 1960s for my taste and is not a fair statement. Now, here's what I want to explain to you. Rule, the MSNBC host, isn't asking that of you. She doesn't think that of you. She's espousing her own view. She's going, you know, I can't quite get behind. I could get behind Barack. Yeah, I could get behind him, but I can't get behind her. She's a little darker, and she has a bit more of an ethnic sound to her voice, kind of like a soul sister thing going. That's what she's telling you. It's not a condemnation of you. And the guy was right. I didn't listen to the interview. I didn't even get a clip. We didn't get a clip, did we? Because I would have liked to have heard that exchange, how it really went down. But here's what I want you to understand, America. You are not racist. You, conservative America, are not racist. Now, don't misunderstand me. You are smart, and you know to cross the street when a bunch of 17-year-old black kids wearing the uniform of the hood are coming your way. You're smart enough for that. That doesn't make you racist. That makes you smart. That makes you discerning. Now, some will go, that's bigoted. No, it isn't. That's smart. And there are lots of things you do that are smart, that have nothing to do with race other than the fact that you know the statistics. For example, you won't go to where there's a high concentration of black people in a town that tends to be more one of the poorer areas. You won't have gas up there. You won't go to McDonald's there. You will drive through there as fast as you can. If for whatever reason you have to go, you will make sure your car is running well because you're smart. Anyway, what a comment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They say that Jeffrey Epstein, the reason why he was able to amass a lot of money, and he's not a billionaire, so they don't know what his worth is. They know it's hundreds of millions, but they don't know exactly how much because he did it really cool. I mean, it's very clever how he built his financial services firm. They said, if you were a billionaire and you wanted to put money into something and knew somebody wasn't going to talk about it and spread it around or whatever and keep it very, very hush-hush, Epstein was your guy. So These guys were happy. All these billionaire clients were happy to give Epstein their money, and he made a percentage. Think about it this way. You got, say, $20 billion that you're running through your system. These people don't care. They have enough money. They don't care about losing 10-15% because they're cleaning it up from their dirty dealings. If you were to get Epstein's list of people that he dealt with, I bet it would be chock full of leftist billionaires, multi-billionaires, people like Bezos and Microsoft and all those kind of guys. It would be full of them. The same way it is for the list of people who have been to his private island. They said his plane was outfitted with a bed where he would have all these very powerful men have effectively these Blasey Ford sweating at gangbangs that they talk about all the time on the plane with underage girls. Yeah, I know. Hard to believe. But, and here's what, I want you to understand the mindset of a 14, 15, 16-year-old buxom girl. I mean, you've seen them. They can be hot, right? Now, if you're a grown butt man like me, I see a hot 16-year-old, and you know what I think? I think, girl, you better tone it down. You could end up in a lot of trouble. I don't see her as a sex object. I think it's a level of maturity. You get older and you go, yeah, is she beautiful? Does she have all the parts? Absolutely. But I want no part of it. She doesn't, the intellect doesn't match the body. I mean, okay, so let's say you're 45. And you got a 30-year-old or 35-year-old hottie, or a choice between an 18-year-old hottie. If you're 45 years old and you tell me you're more interested in the 18-year-old, I'm going to call you a pervert. Because let me tell you something. Hotness is all over the place. Finding the hotness that matches the intellect that you're looking for, that you should have matured to, is what you're... It's a natural order of things. That's how you transcend your 18-year-old self. But there are guys out there who take pride in... I'm talking about men like Bill Clinton, 60-something years old, 70 years old, who take pride in going back and reliving the years when they couldn't get the hotties and taking advantage of these 16-year-old girls who are absolutely built. But I want you to think about it from those girls' perspective. They're like, I get a billionaire interested in me. He's going to fly me on his private jet to an island. I get whatever I want. They're already sexually charged, so they look at it as the sex is not that big of a deal. I mean, who cares, right? It's sad. Whoops. It is sad, but they're happy to do it. And they're looking for somebody with maturity to say, no, you can't do that. But do you think Epstein or Clinton or any of these other people are care? Do you think they give a crap? Let me tell you something. Things just got worse for Bill, and his sexual shenanigans were not limited to chubby interns. His relationship with other sexual deviants has come home to roost. And trust me, Epstein's not the only one this man has been messing around with. Hillary Clinton's not-so-secret weapon, Bill, will be part of her undoing. And let me tell you, the Me Too movement is going to have another leftist whipping boy to ignore because they've already ignored him. They know exactly what Bill Clinton represents. And along with what we're going to learn about Russian collusion with the Democrats, we're going to learn about one of the biggest cover-ups of sexual abuse of children that nobody wants to talk about. What, you remember that NVXII scandal, whatever, with those Hollywood people that were getting all these young kids together for pedophile? And then they had this other thing. I can't remember the code word, like these peanut butter parties or whatever. And all these leftists, big names were on this list, the Podestas, etc., swept under the rug. All this stuff is going to come back to roost. Bill Clinton, folks, was a frequent visitor to Epstein's island. Now, he issued a statement on Epstein's legal troubles, and I want to read it to you. President Clinton knows all about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to in Florida some years ago, are those with which he has recently been charged in New York. In 2003 and 2004, President Clinton took a total of 4 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, one to Europe, one to Asia, 2 to Africa, which included stops in connection with the work of the Clinton Foundation, staff supporters of the foundation, and his Secret Service detail traveled on every leg of every trip. He had one meeting with Epstein in his Harlem office in 2002, and around the same time made one brief visit to Epstein's New York apartment with a staff member and his security detail. He has not spoken to Epstein in well over a decade and has never been to Little St. James Island, Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, or his residence in Florida. Now, he's distancing himself. He's saying, look, I know Epstein's out there. My name's been associated. So he issues a statement. And you think to yourself, ooh, well, that's smart. No, it isn't. See, that was actually pretty dumb. It was very dumb because now it gives people an audit trail because Bill Clinton spent a lot more time on Epstein's airline and with Jeffrey Epstein than any of that thing talked about. He opened himself up. Flight logs show he took at least 26 trips on the plane, 5 of them without Secret Service. Bum, 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 bum. See, this is where these leftists think they believe they were bulletproof. They could get away with whatever they wanted. Clinton was a much more frequent flyer on the registered sex offender's infamous jet than previously reported. Flight logs showing the president taking at least 26 trips above the, quote, Lolita Express, even apparently ditching his Secret Service details for at least 5 flights. At least. Now, let me ask you. Why do you ditch Secret Service? It's an innocent question. Why do you ditch your Secret Service? Clinton's presence aboard Epstein 727 on 11 occasions has been reported, but flight logs show the number is more than double that. Trips between 2001 and 2003. Note, when Bill Clinton gave his little mea culpa, I don't know Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know, it was 2002 and 2003. He skipped 2001. Included extended junkets around the world with Epstein and fellow passengers identified on manifests, but with their initials or first names, including Tatiana. Hey, Mueller, is this thing on? Because Tatiana sure sounds Russian. They said, the tricked-out jet earned its Nabokov-inspired nickname because it was reportedly outfitted with a bed where passengers had group sex with young girls. Now, we know Jeffrey Epstein, that was his deal. We know this. This guy's got enough coin that he could have young girls all over the world jumping on the Lolita Express ready to hit that casting couch with multiple players. For all we know, Swetnick was on there, and so was Blasey Ford. Clinton's statement doesn't say he was. I mean, he says he was only on the plane 4 times. It was constructed for you to read it that way. Says he took those 4 trips between 2002 and 2003, but it intentionally omits the other times, the 22 other times that this man was on that airplane, the at least 6 times that he did not fly with his Secret Service detail. It leaves it out. Now, I'll leave it to your imagination to figure out what you want to do, but here's what I'm going to tell you. This ain't going away. I told you the other day, Pelosi's daughter tweeted, this may catch a lot of us, a lot of Democrats and Republicans, and it may have messed with some of our faves. But we have to find out what all happened here. Wait till you find out. Let me just tell you, folks, this is helping to connect the dots on the Democrats better than anything. As I said, Russian collusion, babies at the border, concentration, whatever. They're liars. They will do and say anything, and they don't let a Democrat anywhere near your family, your business, your friends, anything you love. Don't trust them. And we're going to find out all the reasons why very shortly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.